Thank you, Lois.
Thank you, Lois. That's great. If you got your Bibles, let's go quickly in the Word of God to Psalm chapter 27. Psalm chapter 27. I'm just going to read one verse. I've got one other sermon I'm going to preach Sunday. I've got to work on it just a little bit more. I want you to hear it. I'm going to do it on Sunday night. And I won't tell you what it is right now, but it's a unique passage that I've been preaching for 47 years, never really ever seen it like that. But I'll tell you, it's awesome. And we're looking forward to Sunday service. Where's that little slide at, Josh, about Sunday? Can you throw that up there real quick? Reveal Sunday. Where you at? Come on, Josh. Help me. There you go. Let's see here. How close are we? Question. Be sure to attend this Sunday. That tells you Sunday we're going to have, we'll see that thermometer move. I know it's going to move. I'm praying it moves all the way up to the top. And then the following week, we'll just bring the micro up here on the first day of Jubilee and burn the note. And I want you to know, if that happens, like I think it could happen, what a miracle. Amen. Somebody say amen.
What a God.
What a God.
Amen.
Man, I can't. Yes. Woo! Yeah. I'm telling you, that make me excited. How about you? Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, I'm excited. Psalm 27, stand with your Bibles open. Good to see all of you tonight. And for you that are not here, you're listening by way of live stream, turn to Psalm 27. I think this is a message that for the times that we're living. I'm only going to read one verse. Y'all pray tomorrow. I was supposed to get my eyes fixed, and they're supposed to get back to normal. Y'all pray that that does happen that way. And I'm looking forward to the surgery, believe that or not. And get that done. But I love Psalm 27. You know, God's given me several passages of Scripture during this pandemic and all this ignorance that's going on. And this is one of the verses that's kind of kept me afloat. Amen? By the way, ain't nothing to keep you afloat but the Word of God. I've got the inspired Word of God, the inerrant Word of God, the preserved Word of God. I'm not ashamed of that. Somebody help me. Psalm 27. I like this. The Lord. Boy, just this three words to start this ought to make you shout. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Amen. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. Our Father, I ask you, these next few moments in these peerless times we're living, God, help us to glean a truth that will take us on, to keep us steady, to give us strength, and we'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Stay with me tonight. I'm going somewhere, and I think you'll like where I'm going. David was in a dark and in a dangerous time in his life. I've been preaching this church 42 years. I've never seen it any darker, any more dangerous, and any more difficult than it is tonight. It is a dangerous time. It is a difficult time. Let's be honest, it's a dark time. But I'm glad David said this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Then he poses an amazing question in the light of that statement. Look what he says. Whom shall I fear? I want to preach that tonight. That question. By the way, if you ever want to do a good Bible study, go through the Word of God and look at some of the questions that are found in the Word of God. I'm going to preach serious on this one of these days, Sean. I know I am. Where you at? Sean's over here. You look like him right now. I thought you was him there for a minute. But you were sitting beside the wrong woman, okay? When you're in mass, you can be anything tonight. There's several great questions. In Acts chapter 16, verse 31, it said, what must I do to be saved? Well, you can't do anything to be saved, but what you can do is this. The only thing you can do is this, is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Another great question. That's a question about salvation. Another great question in Romans chapter number 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That's a question about security. And I want you to know death, hell, nothing could separate you from the love of Christ. I'm glad I'm saved forever. That's not a Baptist doctrine. That's a Bible doctrine. That's a truth that I hold to. That's a truth that'll get you through. Well, hallelujah. Then another question. In Romans 8 and 31, if God be for us, who can be against us? That's a question about God's superiority. I'm serving a high God. I'm serving an omnipotent God. I'm serving a great God. He's far superior than anything you can think, far superior than this preacher, far superior than anyone in this room, so far superior than the president for the Congress and a bunch of wackos that's trying to run this place. I got a God that's on the throne. You know I can preach a series on this, don't you? Then Psalm 78, another question. In verse 19, maybe some of you are thinking about this. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? That's a question about God's supply. I want you to know I got a God that can supply your need. Woo! But I want to focus tonight on this question. Our text thought, whom shall I fear? And that is a question about what scares us. What makes us afraid? David, when he talked about God's light and God's salvation, he uttered these words, whom shall I fear? I want you to know if God is your light and God is your salvation, you don't have to be afraid of anything. Hallelujah. I want to preach tonight on whom shall I fear? And I'm going to look at this chapter and give you three quick thoughts. Boy, I like this. Number one, I want you to notice the fear that seizes our hearts. He mentions it in verse 1. He said, whom shall I fear? Then he said, whom shall be afraid? Now, fear is what frightens us. There's some of you in this room right now, because of what's going on in your life, you're scared. You're frightened. You don't know exactly what's going to, how this is all going to work out. But I want to assure you something. If God is your light and God is your salvation and God had brought you from darkness to light, I want to assure you that where he guides, he provides. I want to assure you he's going to help you through. Yeah. I read a quote. It said, fear is a deadly enemy to a peaceful and quiet heart. Ain't nothing to mess up your life like being afraid. Somebody help me preach. We get the word fear from the word phobia. You know what I mean by phobias. You've heard of acrophobia. I know a lot of people in the Baptist churches got that. That's a fear of work. And then we got demophobia. That's the fear of crowds. And I read this one. We got gamophobia. That's the fear of marriage. I didn't fear it much before I got in it, but once I got in it, I fear it. Now, I even heard this one, ecclesiophobia. That's the fear of church. There's a bunch of people listening to me out there on live stream. They're scared to death. They ain't been here in 5 weeks. Lord have mercy, Jeff. I feel safe in the arms of God. I'm all right. Woo! Let me give you a couple thoughts under this thought. The fear that seizes our heart. First of all, in verse 1, verse 2, 6, and 12, the enemies that attack us. By the way, we got some enemies that will come on you to cause you fear. Somebody help me preach. Look what David said. Let's look at a couple of those verses. He said, for whom shall I fear? Then he said in verse 2, when the wicked, even my enemies. Now, look on down, if you would, to verse number 6. Are you there? Say amen. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies. David said, I got some enemies. Whether you like this or not, we all got enemies. Amen. I'll tell you some of the enemies we got. We got some enemies in the liberal press. I'm getting so sick and rotten hearing that bunch of liberals. I don't even watch much news anymore. Somebody help me preach. They're not a friend of this nation, and they're not a friend of you, and they will pump you. You know why? There's so many of our people scared to even come to church yet because they've been listening to too much CNN. Somebody help me preach. And listen to some liberal nuthead that scared everybody to death. Hey, I want you to know God's not giving me a spirit of fear. He's helping me. Amen. Yeah, somebody help me. Then all this propaganda going on. I mean, America's on fire tonight. And I hate it for that dear man, what happened to him. I hate it. But it does not give those anarchists, and that's what I called them, bunch of American haters, a bunch of capitalism haters. Somebody help me preach. They're our enemy. And I believe in the peaceful protest. Nobody wants racism. Nobody that loves God wants that. But I want y'all to know what's going on in America the last 6 nights ain't been about racism. And it ain't been about that Mr. Floyd. It's been about an agenda of an undercurrent in this world that is our enemy that's trying to attack the church. Let me tell you something. When the church is being attacked and they let a liquor store open up and they let the lottery open up, but what? Don't let a church open up. We in bad shape. Good preaching, Reverend. Not only the enemies, the events that affect us. This pestilence. By the way, it's kind of funny to me. How many of y'all haven't heard on the news much about the virus in the last 2 weeks? I guess they wrote that punny long as they can. And I by the way, somebody asked me, I saw it on Facebook, they said, are you afraid of this virus? No, I'm not a bit afraid of it. I have respect for it. Got enough sense to protect myself from it, but I'm not afraid of it because God ain't given me no spirit of fear. I'm not going to quit living. You hear me? I'm going to keep on living for God. I told Chad today, this last 2.5 months seems like 20 years. Not only the pestilence, but these protests. God have mercy. I believe in the right to protest. And if I keep preaching hard like this, I have to get something out of outside. Hello. I'll just, Sean, you're just going to take care of me. Hey, there's all kinds of stuff. And there's some of you been watching your TV too much and not in your King James Bible enough. And you're scared to death and you're frightened to death. And I don't know why. Why in the world you listen to the world and the voice of the world? We need to listen to the Word of God. We need to listen to old-timey preachers. We need to listen to somebody that got the goods. Hallelujah. Number two, let me go on. I want you to notice this. Boy, this will uplift you right here. It got me shouting right now. The focus that strengthened our hearts and strengthened David's heart. Look at verse 1 with me and let's look at it. I want y'all to look at it with me. I want you to get blessed as I was. Look what he said. Look, first of all, he said, the Lord is. Let's stop a minute. I know you're in a mask, muffled if you have to, or pull that sucker down for a second, and let's all say it together. The Lord is. Come on. The Lord is. Let's do it again.
The Lord is.
Whoa! Long as you know he is, and long as you know he's alive, and long as you know he's on the throne, you got peace tonight. First of all, the Lord is thy light. If you look around, you look around right now, you'll get discouraged. If you even look ahead, you'll get disillusioned. But if you look above, whoa, you'll get delighted. From him all blessings flow. Let me give you three little points under this point. First one, the Lord was his light in dark times. Thank God for light. Thank God. You know what? I want to see Sunday. I'm praying so hard Sunday that we give a devil a black eye. Because see, they try to make us irreverent. And they're trying to say we're not the church. It's not essential. Wouldn't it be wonderful Sunday during this pandemic and all this pandemonium, all this crazy stuff, that we pay that thing off? When the economy has been sinking, Jesus has been rising. He is my light. In dark times, he'll lead you through. Right there, somebody ought to shout. Can I read you a couple, three verses about that? Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. Are you upright? If you are, there's going to be light in your darkness. Psalm 139 said, if I say surely, the darkness shall cover me. Even the night shall be, listen, even the night shall be a light about me. Psalm 119 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How many's glad you got a Bible? Then number two, the Lord was liberty in distressing times. He uses the word salvation. I don't believe he's talking about like salvation from your soul. I think he was talking about liberty and deliverance. And the psalmist was, what are you saying, Jeff? I'm not bound by fear. When you get bound by fear, it'll take every single bit of your liberty. It'll shut you down. When you're thinking all the time, paranoid, and you got goofy thoughts going in your mind, I want you to know something. You're not operating from a place of strength. You're operating from a place of weakness. When Christ set you free, you're free indeed. I don't know exactly why, but during this pandemic, I've had more liberty than I ever had in my life. Hey, listen, I want some of you people try to come up here. Jeff, get them up here. You've done it once. Nobody in this building but me and five other preachers, and try that a while. But I tell you what I've done was, I looked where you sit. Denny, I know where you sit, and I look where you sit. I'm preaching right at Denny today. Somebody say amen. The Lord was a liberty in distressing time. Hey, some of you are tight and you feel bound and you feel like the devil's got you here. I want you to know I got a God that'll liberate you. Then the Lord was his life in difficult times. He said, the Lord is my strength. Somebody raise your hand if he's your strength tonight. Somebody praise him if he's your strength tonight. Somebody wave at him if he's your strength tonight. What in the world you think's going to get you through? Your intellect's not going to do it. Your ability's not going to do it. Your charisma's not going to do it. But I'll tell you, Christ, holy God, I'll get you through. Lastly, whoo. Then I want you to notice, finally, the faith that settles our heart. See, I know a lot of you, Diane, I saw you posted this scripture on Facebook. It'd be a good one to quote. God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of sound mind. Wave at me. Hallelujah. Amen. He's given us a sound mind. See here. Here's what I've done in my life. I've chosen, Steve, faith over fear. How many of y'all believe that's a choice? We can be locked up in our house 24/7 and a nervous wreck. If you want to choose that kind of life, you go ahead. But I done made my mind up. I'm going to choose faith. I'm not going to be stupid. I'm not going to be ignorant. I'm not going to act carelessly. But I want you to know I'm not going to quit living. And I'm not going to quit serving God. And I believe he's able. Y'all all with me? First of all, if you choose that, it'll be an absence of fearfulness. Some of you, the devil has climbed up in your mind and told you there's no hope and you got no way out and you got no future and he's got you scared to death. But if you choose faith tonight, and you choose to walk in his light tonight, you could choose the absence of fearfulness. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I refuse. Listen to me. I refuse to let that thing grab a hold of me every day of my life. Amen. I made my mind up. I refuse to. And I'm going to say this. Lois, I better say this. You know what, some of y'all, instead of listening to preaching and the word of God, you're listening to too much on Facebook and too many of your friends who ain't got a clue. That's why you ain't seen them back in church. They don't have a clue. That's good preaching. A few of them turned it off on live stream, but that was good preaching. Listen to this. Not only the absence of fearfulness, but the presence of restfulness. Can I read a couple verses? Come on, I want y'all to read something. I'm done. I'm wrapping up. I want you to look at verse number 3. And then I want you to look at verse number 10. And if you got any shout in you, you will in a minute. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. Let's just read verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that shall seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Somebody, let me read another verse. Look at verse 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Are you there yet? In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. Now I want you to read one more with me. I'm done. Look at verse number 10. Well, can all of us do it together? I know you got a mask on. If you want to sip it down a little bit to read it, go ahead. Or do it with your mask on. Verse 10. And if it blesses you, shout a little bit. You ready? Everybody read it with me. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Let's all read it again. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. There ain't nothing more restful. There's nothing, well, glory. I like these new chairs we got. I can get in them and just rest. But I want to tell you, I'm resting in something tonight. In a God that will never leave me nor forsake me. Let me ask you a question. Can you say it? Whom shall I fear? I'm not asking you to live recklessly. I'm asking you to live victoriously. I'm asking you to trust Him. Let's bow our heads. I want to ask this question. I want you to be honest. How many tonight and whatever's in your life, the devil has you frightened and you want prayer? I don't know what's going on. Just slip your hand up and say, the devil. Yeah, I see hands everywhere. The devil's got me frightened. I see him. I see him. You know what we ought to do? Just come around this altar. And some of us just ought to come up here and just say, God, I know you're everything I need. Let's stand. Lois, you sing. Maybe you need to pray. Just come. Father, touch this invitation.